Sagt der Mishnah Weite, Masechtes Beye, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. We have over here a behema misukenes, an animal that is dangerously ill. And I'm scared the animal's going to die. Now, if the animal dies without shechita, it's nevela. Can't eat it. So what's the problem? Why can't the owner shecht it and eat it for yamtiv? Problem is the owner already ate his yamtiv suda, but he's still anxious to shecht it to prevent the loss. Sagt der Mishnah lo yishchait, he's not allowed to shecht it. You're allowed to shecht on yamtiv, it's sarich echel nevesh if you need the meat on yamtiv. But in this case, shechit is not mutter, you're only shechting it so you don't lose the money. That's not called sarich echel nevesh. Is there any hector we can find for this person? Sagt der Mishnah, the only way he would be allowed to shecht it is ela im ken yeshos bayoim lechol mimena kezayis tzal. Unless there's enough time during the day to eat at least a kezayis size of the meat from this animal roasted. Then it would be mutter to shecht. Now, in order to understand this, let's explain as follows. When a person does a malachas oichel nefesh on yamtiv, like shechting, but not for yamtiv, he's doing it for the day after yamtiv. You're definitely not allowed to do it. But sometimes it's an issur d'oraisa, and sometimes it's an issur d'rabbanan. If, let's say, he's shechting, and there's no way anyone can possibly use this on yamtiv, there's not enough time. It's asur min ha'tayim. Let's say there is time to have a nor from this on yamtiv, although he himself doesn't intend to do so because he ate already. You're not allowed to do it, but it's not asur min ha'tayim. Remember we said there's always a possibility guests are going to come? We don't like to rely on that heter. However, in this case, where the person's going to lose money, so the Chachamim said, okay, even though normally we don't let you use this heter, but over here you can. That's what the Tanakhama says, if there's enough time. If you're to roast at least a kezayis from this behemoth you're going to shecht, we also don't want you to lose any money, we'll allow you to do it. Now, if it's an Issur D'oraisa, it doesn't make a difference how much money you lose. For a loisa, you have to give away all your money. Now, when the Tanakhama says there has to be enough time to roast it, so in a way it's a shtikl kula, because if you would have to cook it, you need more time. You have to salt it first, you have to cook it in the pot. But roasting, you can roast it straight on the fire, and you don't have to salt it. When you cook meat, you have to salt it because the blood comes out, it's in the pot, and it goes back into the meat. But when you roast it over a fire, the blood comes out, it goes into the fire. There's no problem. So the Tanakhama is making it easier for us by saying, no, there has to be enough time just for him to be able to eat a kezayis of roasted meat. Doesn't necessarily have to be cooked meat. But Rabbi Akiva is even more makel. Rabbi Akiva, Eimer. Rabbi Akiva says, I fill a kezayis chai, even if there's enough time for him to eat a piece of kezayis of raw meat, mi beis tevichasa, taken straight out of the place where he shechted it. That's enough. It's no longer an issur d'oraisa, and in this case of hefsid mamon, Chazal allow him to do it. So Rabbi Akiva is being far more lenient than the Tanakhama. According to the Tanakhama, you have to be able to take off the hide, you have to be able to cut it up, you can't just roast it right there and then. Rabbi Akiva says, A, you don't have to roast it, even if it's raw. And he's also telling us, just take it mibeis tevichasa. No need to take the hide off, to cut it up. Shecht it, and just take out a piece. If a person was really in trouble, he mamash had nothing else to eat, he would eat raw meat, even before we take off the hide and cut it up. So mamela, for this heter, it's enough, as I held Rabbi Akiva. The Tanakhama says, no, we can't go so far. I mean, after all, most people don't eat raw meat this way. Now, the Tana is going to tell us an interesting thing. We were talking matir, the Rabbanon, were much more lenient with a person. We understand him. He doesn't want to lose money. They're willing to be makel with something normally they're not makel on. And that is, we're going to rely on the fact that there's enough time to eat it, even though he's not going to eat it, even though he has no need for it. We'll use the Svara. Never know, maybe guests will come. Although we were matir and issur d'rabbanan because of hefsid mamon, the Mishnah reminds us at this point there are certain things, however, we're not makel on. You always have to remember. You cannot do anything on yamtiv which looks like an uvd d'cha. You can't do something that, by doing it, it looks like, oh, is it a weekday? Is it a yom tov? What are they doing? Therefore, shechata besad. Let's say he shechted this out in the field. Normally, you don't shecht in a field. You shecht it when you're ready to process the meat. But here was a behemah mesukenes. He had to shecht it right there and then. And the behemah happened to be basada. He had no time to walk the behemah. Now, normally, when you carry such a thing, so there were poles, or there were special, like, a stretcher kind of a thing. But you can't use that. That looks like you're delivering meat. Taking it to the market, bringing it from the market, those are the kalim that were used. And that cannot be done on Yom Tov. So again, shechata besada, if he had to shecht it on the field, lo yeviyena b'moita v'moita, he can't use these things. The Batanura explains, these types of kalim need two people, one on each side. That's a zilzal in the covet of Yom Tov. Avol mevi b'yadoi evarim evarim. He has to bring it with his hands, one limb at a time. So quickly, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah, we have a behemah mesukenes, which means if he's going to wait till after Yom Tov, the behemah may die, and then it's too late to shecht it. So the Tanakhama says, if there's enough time to be able to possibly have hanah from it on Yom Tov, even though he's not going to, because he already ate, although normally that would be a nisur d'rabbanan, but over here, in the case of hefsed mamon, we say it's okay. The only question is, how much time do we need? The Tanakhama says, enough time to be able to roast the kazayis meat. Cooking would take much longer. You have to salt it first when you cook, and so on, as we explained. But roasting still means you have to take off the hide, you have to cut it. Rabbi Kiva's makel even more, he says, in theory, if there's enough time for him to scoop out a raw kazayis right there and then from where he shechted it, that's enough. The Mishnah also told us that if he shechted it out on the field, cannot bring it in with two people holding it on some type of a pole or something that's made to carry these things. That would be a zilzal in the covet of Yom Tov. Rather, he has to bring it with his hands, limb by limb.